The FAA issues a bulletin for the Citation Mustang. India tries to stop last-minute flight cancellations. And God is no longer welcome in the Air Force RCO. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, February 10th, 2012. The FAA has issued a special airworthiness information bulletin following reports of pitch trim freezing on four Citation Mustangs. In three of these events, pitch trim was recovered in flight, either by descending to a lower altitude or by forcing the pitch trim loose with the manual wheel. In most cases, the airplane had been exposed to precipitation, and the pilots had reported seeing a primary flight display annunciation indicating elevator mistrim or electric elevator trim inoperative. In one case, a pilot reported large amounts of water draining from the tail cone for at least 45 minutes after landing. Cessna has released two mandatory service documents to help remedy the issue. One calls for an inspection of the tail cone lower skin to verify the presence of a drain hole and install one if it's not found. The other calls for installation of sealant along the fairing at the top of the vertical stabilizer, around the ground recognition light, and optional high-frequency antenna. In one case, a servo mount that had been involved in one of the events had lubricant on the slip clutch rings and friction discs, reducing the torque output capability substantially. In addition to following the manufacturer's service recommendations, the FAA recommends an autopilot servo mount functional check every 450 hours or 12 calendar months, whichever comes first. India's Civil Aviation Ministry is asking another government bureau, the Petroleum Ministry, to do something to stop jet fuel suppliers from refusing deliveries on short notice to airlines which are struggling financially. The practice has disrupted flights and stranded passengers when planes couldn't refuel. LiveMint.com reports Air India and Kingfisher Airlines have both had fuel supplies interrupted because they defaulted on payments to three Indian oil companies. On February 3rd, Air India was unable to refuel its planes at several locations on notice of only 2 hours, disrupting more than a dozen flights. In an interesting twist, India's group of ministers is said to be considering allowing the airlines facing financial problems to import their fuel rather than buy it domestically. That would bypass India's state-run oil companies and their high taxes. Doing so would require an upfront expenditure by the airlines to create the necessary infrastructure, and such a change would require cabinet-level approval as well. Kingfisher Airlines says it will import its fuel if allowed. The Military Association of Atheists and Freethinkers has succeeded in getting the word God removed from the patch logo for the Air Force Rapid Capabilities Office. A group of 35 GOP lawmakers have written Air Force Secretary Michael Donnelly and Chief of Staff General Norton Schwartz, urging them to put it back. Representative Randy Forbes of Virginia led the effort to gather signatures on the letter, which reads, in part, quote, "The action taken by the RCO suggests that all references to God, regardless of their context, must be removed from the military. As we are confident that your legal advisors would not suggest that censorship is required for compliance with the First Amendment, we ask that you reverse this perplexing decision," unquote. The Hill reports the old patch had a Latin expression on it, which translated to "doing God's work with other people's money." Last month, it was changed to "doing miracles with other people's money," unquote. Still ahead, Brazil is privatizing three airports. The U.S. Navy is oddly a leader in green energy. And the National Park Service has new clout against helicopter operators. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for the weekend of Friday, February 10th. I'm Paul Plack. The government of Brazil is privatizing operations at three of its main airports with the award of $14 billion in contracts for their improvement and operations. The Associated Press reports that the three airports comprise 30% of the nation's passenger traffic. The contracts range from 20 years at Sao Paulo's Guarulhos International Airport, which will be run by the Invepar Consortium, to 25 years at Brasilia's airport, handled by Argentina's Corporación America S.A. holding company, and 30 years at the Vera Campos Airport in Campinas. It will be operated by Aeroportos Brasil Consortium. So how could the privatization of airports happen with a leftist government in power, controlled by President Dilma Rousseff's Workers' Party? Well, it meant the difference between landing or losing the World Cup soccer games. The international soccer governing body, FIFA, has been critical of Brazil for the condition of its airports. The Civil Aviation Authority says the number of airline passengers there has risen by over 70 million since 2002. The government in August also auctioned the rights to build and operate a new airport near the city of Natal, which will be hosting the World Cup matches. Environmentalists are pushing the carbon agenda, but it could be the U.S. Navy which ends up leading breakthroughs to free us from fossil fuels. The reasons have little to do with global warming and everything to do with military logistics. Ray Mabus is a former governor of Mississippi, a former U.S. ambassador to Saudi Arabia, and now Secretary of the Navy. He's formed a belief that freeing the U.S. military from the constraints of the world petroleum supply will be crucial to preserving its ability to act when necessary. Quote, "We are too dependent on either potentially or actually volatile places on Earth to get our energy. Now we're susceptible to supply shocks, and even if we've got enough, we're susceptible to price shocks. We would never give these countries the opportunities to build our ships, our aircraft, our ground vehicles, but we give them a vote in whether those ships sail and whether those aircraft fly or those ground vehicles operate when we allow them to set the price and the supply of our energy, and we've just got to move away from it," unquote. Mabus adds, quote, "We've certified every aircraft the Navy and Marine Corps fly for biofuels. We're doing the same thing with our surface fleet today. The Navy has led this country in changing energy for a long time now. In the 1850s, we went from sail to coal. In the early part of the 20th century, we went from coal to oil. In the 50s, we pioneered nuclear. And now we're changing it again. And every single time you've got naysayers, and every single time they've been wrong. And I'm absolutely confident they're going to be wrong again," unquote. Mabus's comments were made on C-SPAN in a program which aired opposite the Super Bowl last weekend. And finally today, the helicopter industry breathed a sigh of relief when New York Senator Chuck Schumer failed to get arbitrary restrictions on helicopter flights over New York amended to the FAA Reauthorization Act. But a lesser-noticed amendment grants the National Park Service more direct control over restricting helicopter tours near Crater Lake in Oregon. Leading Edge Aviation of Bend, Oregon, which has applied unsuccessfully to operate air tours over the lake, says approval would mean jobs and, quote, "have very little, if any, impact on anyone in the park," unquote. Environmentalists disagree. Park Superintendent Craig Ackerman says the park has a high degree of natural quiet and that a tree frog stopped making its mating call when planes flew overhead. Once President Obama signs the FAA Reauthorization Act, expected before the current temporary authorization expires on February 17th, an amendment sponsored by Oregon Senators Ron Wyden and Jeff Merkley will enable the National Park Service to deny air tours over Crater Lake National Park without having to first prepare an air tour management plan, which Wyden calls, quote, "a bureaucratic hurdle that wastes park resources and is not required at any other national park in the country," unquote. Wow, if only senators would worry as much about bureaucratic hurdles wasting resources in the private sector. That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.